word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
To consider His Word. Such a joy to have you join us today, and we hope you'll stay with us as we open the Scripture and consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Acts chapter 16, where we find Paul on the banks of a small place called Troas. We've been studying Paul and the letters that he wrote to the churches that he started in Acts 16. 4, it says, as they went through the cities, they delivered unto them the decrees for to keep, and were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Paul went all through Asia Minor starting churches. We've been looking at some of these churches and what Paul wrote to them in each of the little books of the epistles. And so we hope you'll join us today. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. If you haven't got yours, they're easy to get. They're absolutely free. You just simply need to contact us. There are three ways you can do that. First of all, probably the easiest, is just send me an email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com, or you can contact us through the website at considerhisword.org. Or actually, most people simply write to us. Most of the requests we get come through the mail. And so you can write to us here at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. In Acts chapter 16, we pick up with Paul and a missionary team. Believe it or not, there were teams, missionary teams in the Bible. And in this team, we find Silas, Timothy, Paul, and Luke. They've on the second missionary journey. They've been out before and have started several churches, and now they've gone out again. This time, Paul didn't bring Mark with him, remember? So he's got several with him. They've been going through and visiting some of the churches. And the Bible tells us that they had planned to go to certain areas. They had made their plans. Let me read what this scripture says. The Bible says in Acts 16, now in verse 6, when they had gone through Phrygia in the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they ascended to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. This is where we pick up Paul at Troas. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. Here they were on their missionary journey. They're doing God's work. They're starting churches. They're preaching the gospel. They're winning souls to Christ. And yet, as they began to make their plans, they planned, the Bible says, to go throughout Phrygia to preach the word there. But the Bible says they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Imagine that. The Spirit told them, don't go that way. So they made a hard left turn, and they thought they'd go to another region around Mysia and into Bithynia. But again, the Bible says, the Spirit suffered them not. You know, I've heard somebody say, you can't take the gospel to the wrong place. And in many ways, that's true. But you can go to the wrong place if that's not where God is sending you. If that's not where God wants you to be. I believe God calls people to certain regions of the company and equips them for that region of the world. They may go to France. They may go to Germany. They may go to China or Turkey or into South America. Wherever it is, I believe God calls people to go to particular places in the world to bring the gospel to those people. I'm convinced that God called us here to the ministry where we are currently. We were in another ministry, and we thought that we would change ministries. And God said, don't go that way. And he opened the door here among the Seminole people in South Florida, and we've been here nearly 30 years. And God has used us to win Seminole people to Christ and to help encourage the churches and build the churches that are here. We've organized 4 churches, and thank God for it. And so here they were planning to go, and yet the Spirit said, don't go that way. And twice the Spirit of God changed their direction. And so now they're at Troas. I kind of imagine, I'm speculating here a little bit, but I imagine that Paul and his missionary team are a little confused, not sure about where exactly they should go and what their next step should be. Twice they've tried to go into certain regions, and the Holy Spirit said, don't go that way. So now here they are at Troas. I think they're wondering what's going to happen now. And the Bible tells us what happened. Pick up in verse 9, the Bible says, a vision appeared to Paul in the night. And there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. We call this the Macedonian call. Paul saw a vision, a man, the Bible says. How did he know he was from Macedonia? I think he knew because of the way he was dressed, and perhaps maybe in his speech he knew where he was from. And there was a great need there. And the man of Macedonia said, come into Macedonia and help us. The need was great there. And God knew that God wanted Paul in this region. Now, I want you to understand, Macedonia was not a particular city. It was a region, kind of like you might think of a state or a county. You know, they had even planned to go here. And there was a good ways to get there. And now God showed him clearly where he wanted him to go. Look again what the Bible says. It said, after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis. They didn't waste any time. They didn't have to write home and ask some kind of a mission board or ask some kind of a committee about what they should do next. Now, they knew because God told them in the Macedonian vision, said, come over and help us. They knew that there was people there that needed to be won to Christ and churches that needed to be started there. Now, I want you to notice something here in verse 10 that's very interesting, and I don't want to skip over it. It's in verse 10, he said, after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia. Did you catch that? Luke is with them. And the book of Acts, we know, was written by Luke, and here we have an eyewitness account of what's going on. This was not hearsay. This was not secondhand knowledge. This was Luke experiencing these things himself. Now, certainly, I believe the book of Acts was written under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. And so Luke was there with them, and they knew with full confidence that God had called them to Macedonia. We had a missionary come and visit us one time, and we have missionaries from time to time that come and present their ministry and tell us about where God has called them. And this particular individual, he and his wife, he had a couple of children, they came, and he said that they were going to a place in the Pacific. And I sat down and talked to him because I was curious about what he was going to do. And I said, so where has God called you? And his answer was, well, we're not sure yet. Now, you know, I thank God that they were willing to go and they had surrendered to go, and now they were out raising funds. But he had no clear vision of where God wanted him to be. I got to tell you, we didn't take him on for support. Not at that time. You know, we helped him along a little bit, and through the years we helped him in his ministry. But here, he wasn't sure where he was going. You know what happened to this guy? He had no clear vision of where he wanted to go. He went to a mission field that was not anywhere close to where he was thinking about. He was thinking about the Pacific Islands somewhere. And I said, well, where are you going? Hawaii? He goes, I don't know. How about Tahiti? I don't know. He didn't know. And God changed his direction completely, and he went to a completely different ministry. And there God used him for a little while. He's not there anymore. But God used him there in that ministry for a while and was convinced that that's where God had called him to be. Paul and Silas and Timothy and now Luke, they were absolutely sure that God had called them to Macedonia. Couldn't get a clearer call than this. I mean, there was no, you know, and I want you to notice, they didn't say, well, let's pray about it. Well, let's think about it. They didn't say, well, you know, we better go ask some friends of ours and see what they think. He didn't even say, well, I got to call my mama. No, the Bible says that they immediately, and this is one of Luke's favorite words, is straightway or immediately. He said, immediately we endeavored to go to Macedonia with an assurance, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. And they didn't waste any time. They loaded up and they took off. And as they went, the Bible says they went from Troas, they came to Samothracia, then to Neapolis, and then the Bible says from there to Philippi. And this was the city of Macedonia. The Bible says it was a chief city of that part of Macedonia. And so they had gone there. And so we're going to be looking at Paul's trip here now to Philippi. And we're going to pick up more with this next week and what happened there at Philippi. But for today, it's important that you understand that they went under God's calling. God had people there that needed to be saved. He had places there, cities there, where churches needed to be started. Maybe God is calling you to a certain region. Don't waste time. Don't pull a Jonah and try to go another way. If God is calling you, oh, it's important that you go and that you begin to prepare to go. That God may be laying a city on your heart. God may be laying a region on your heart. It may be a foreign country. Now, don't worry about how you're going to get there. You know, if it's God's will, he's going to provide the way for you to get there. This was true about this radio ministry. We actually shut down this ministry for a few years, and then God provided for us to start it again. And I believe it's God's will that this ministry is going out today to you, because I'm convinced God called us to it, and I thank God for it. Join us again next week as we continue to look at the city at Philippi. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.